I'm your moderator, and unfortunately, I have laryngitis, so I normally don't sound like a chupacabra. I'm a lot more like a happy puppy, and that's probably why I kind of have a little bit of laryngitis, so please bear with us. If you want to follow along to the conversation, the hashtag is going to be SouthBy, which is SX, SM Jobs. So I'm going to let everyone do kind of a quick intro, and then basically the format of this panel is really going to be, you know, why we're here, what we're looking to discuss, kind of let everyone share a POV. We're going to keep it pretty kind of loose. So it's just going to be more of a conversation. We're going to ask each other questions. And then, of course, we'll save about 15 minutes or so for questions at the end. So really quick, my name is Angeline Vong. I am a senior strategist at a digital agency called Huge. And then I'll let everyone just kind of go down the line and introduce themselves.
Yeah, my name is Anna Angelic, and I'm digital strategist at Droga5.
I'm Natalie Rodick-Marsan, and I'm account supervisor at VaynerMedia.
And I'm Sonny Gill, social manager at U.S. Cellular.
Okay, so why we're here. My background is actually really strongly rooted in social media. I kind of started my career out as a community manager for a startup in Chicago called CrowdSpring, and that's, you know, where I really kind of got my start. That's how I like started to become connected with Sunny and a lot of really cool people in the Chicago startup and social media scene. I ended up moving back to LA, where I lived before, to work at City Search as their social media and community editor, eventually becoming their national community manager, moving to a social media agency to become an account director, and then I ended up at Huge. And I thought it was kind of interesting because at Huge, you know, there were less specialists kind of focused on this idea of like, we have a mobile strategist or we have a social media strategist. And to be honest, it was a wake-up call for me. I kind of felt a little bit like my job was threatened. Like, if I don't start to diversify, like, what do I do? What happens when social is just kind of ingrained into the environment that you're working with? And as digital starts to become, like, inherently social, you know, what's the opportunity for us now? So, you know, it's no question that the social media revolution, so to say, has taken place. You know, Monster.com says that social media-related job postings grew 75% in 2011. And even when I look in my own personal LinkedIn network, you know, there's over 1.1 million people that I'm connected to who have, like, crazy titles related to social media. And as we started to kind of do a quick competitive audit and just look at the landscape of, like, what exists out there, like, everyone is now a social media expert slash guru slash ninja slash maven slash wizard slash whatever. And if you use those words, I really think you should reconsider. But how much room is there for specialization? And for us, because this is about the future of work, it's really not about, like, you know, what's the future of social media and technology. It's about you and your career, especially if you have a social media title. And really, when you look at it, like, my network only has 3,000 people, like, kind of saying they know how to use email. And social media is on the track to becoming, you know, more prevalent than email in the way that we market and communicate. So should you pigeonhole yourself as a social media expert? You know, where are the VPs of email or the email ninjas themselves? So, and when you look at Flash, like 10 years ago, 5 years ago, Flash was a hot commodity. Everyone wanted their Flash rock star, or you'll hear like your ActionScript rock star. But now interest is dying. This is just a graph. This is Google Insight showing you that search and demand is going down for that. So those Flash developers who didn't learn how to program other languages or, you know, kind of move on and like get the idea that a lot of what they're doing is kind of moving to HTML5 or even just mobile applications and development, you know, they're probably hurting a bit. And we're kind of in that same boat. When I started at Huge, I was really surprised to see who was responsible for social media efforts and strategies for not just our clients, but within our agency. You know, as someone who considers herself a social media specialist, I didn't understand why other people were handling like these different, like the strategy or the efforts, if there was a specialist. So, you know, that kind of started to make me think. And then, honestly, like, 2 years in a row, we won the OMA Social Media Agency of the Year, and we don't have any strategist with the word social media in the title at all. And we won it for Pepsi Refresh, which everyone has heralded as like a social campaign. And when you look at another campaign that people absolutely love and they kind of deem as like a acclaimed viral slash social media campaign, you know, Nobody at Wieden and Kennedy, when you look at the credits, has social media in their title. And in fact, I looked on LinkedIn, and nobody at all at Wieden and Kennedy like has social media in their title. But it doesn't mean that they can't do it well. So really what I'm trying to talk about today is let's rethink social media as a profession. It doesn't and it didn't take a social media guru to come up with compelling experiences like Old Spice or the Pepsi Refresh Project. And then I'm sure you're all, if you're in the social industry, very familiar with the Altimeter Group. And they've done some amazing kind of internal research on, you know, the growth and the role of the corporate strategist, social strategist, sorry, and how they're going to continue to grow. And I know this is something that they're going to continue to explore over the next 2 years or so. And what I found really interesting is that more than strategizing, the social media strategists in corporate environments are typically evangelists. And they're just evangelists. Evangelizing a new standard of communication. They're showing like how we use this new technology and these initiatives and how we best apply this technology within every individual organization. So to take a step back even further from that, just to kind of frame the conversation, you know, if you're in e-business or digital at your company or agency, or you work for a digital agency, a good digital professional is focused on developing amazing experiences, not websites, not apps, not Facebook, brand pages, none of that, that meet brand objectives and business goals and make customers happy. And that's it. So in our increasingly digital world, we're just learning how to use these technologies as they become available. So really, the question I pose here for our panelists, and we'll continue to have this discussion, is this industry really obsolete? So I'm going to let Sunny take it away.
So my answer to that is yes, well, sort of. And let me, I'll explain this a little bit more as far as what I mean by my answer. But I want to just get into kind of my social roots, how I started out in my career. I think since I graduated undergrad and really being where I am now today at US Cellular, I really started off as a kind of digital jack of all trades. I think I was really exploring where I wanted to be in my career. I knew I always loved marketing and digital marketing and everything that I had to hold, but really had my hand in a lot of different things in analytics and SEM, SEO, really getting a grasp of the landscape of what digital meant. And at the time when I was in Virginia Beach, I was working for Cox Enterprises, so I had the opportunity to work in a smaller team and be able to kind of play around and learn and get pretty good at all these different areas, but still at the same time, it wasn't necessarily a light bulb in my head that rang off saying, this is exactly what I want to do, until social media really started to blow up at the time. It was really in its infancy, which is 7 years now. It just seems like a long time for me. But that's really when, from the personal standpoint, I started reading up on what social media is, what all the talk about it was, really started reading up on, you know, the quote-unquote influential bloggers that were talking about social media, how they're utilizing it and how they're utilizing it for business. So I really was able to build up my knowledge just on the personal side of things, really started connecting with a lot of these folks, building up my community, kind of the core essence of what, you know, I think we all grew up on social media as, in terms of the community management and building up our communities and engaging, and really took that working knowledge to the corporate side and really started showcasing what opportunities that we had from an organizational standpoint to really adopt social media and how it could benefit us and our consumers that we were reaching out to. Fast-tracking several years after that, you know, I continually evolved my career in social media, but where I'm at today at US Cellular, you know, I've definitely grown not just the social media aspect, but I think my business acumen. I think that's the biggest realization for me in my career in social media is it's not always about staying set in, kind of where we grew up on in terms of the more tactical, platform-specific areas, really understanding internal functions, how different areas of the business function, whether it's customer service or product development or brand or IT. You know, they may seem far off from what social media is, but it's a matter of understanding how social integrates with all those different parts of the business and really helping bridging that gap between social and business. And with that, you know, I think I feel those areas that I mentioned are some of the plateaus and kind of the pitfalls for some folks that get very tied up into the tactical pieces, into the platform-specific areas, you know, focusing on the Pinterest and what the new thing is going to be out and how to utilize it for your company or for yourself. And I think it's somewhat missing the mark. And I think people have, you know, to Angelina's point, have pigeonholed themselves a bit and really staying too focused on that. And not to say that community management and all those pieces aren't important, but it's a matter of how do you integrate those pieces throughout the rest of the organization? And, you know, I think social in itself has always been siloed in marketing. As you see here, it's a great graphic from David Armano. He created this, and it shows at a visual standpoint how social really is looked upon, I think, when it first grew out. And even after the fact, I think, even outside of marketing, social was in its own silo a lot of the times as well. I think we could all kind of agree to that at some point. But, you know, to my point is, you know, this is how social is interweaving between all these different areas of the business. It's understanding how, you know, for me specifically at US Cellular, I'm able to get into our call center and our customer service channel at US Cellular, which is a huge, you know, which is a very important piece to the business. We strive very heavily to provide great customer service, and it's not just that we can just jump in there and throw social media on top of what we're doing in customer service, but it's a matter of understanding different aspects of the operation of it. You know, what are the, from a staffing to metrics to SLAs to, you know, then you get down to those platform-specific questions. What type of platform, what type of tools, what type of process fits well with this operational function within the business?
So when we get to a point where the social layer is kind of embedded throughout the entire organization, the question that I have for you is, as a social media manager now, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years if you're still with the company, or where do you think that you can provide the most value? If, like, I know a lot of strategists kind of have this theory that if you're doing a really good job evangelizing social media, you'll become almost obsolete within your organization because you have been so successful that everyone kind of understands that now. Mm-hmm. And the main value that you're providing is kind of evangelizing something else. So I'm just curious to see how you see your role evolving.
Right. I think me personally, I think it's understanding, you know, I think across the board in business, how you integrate social into various parts of the business. And I agree with your point in terms of specialization. It could definitely go that route as well. You could be this social CRM, person that really understands the business of social, but as well as from the customer relationship standpoint and how that builds a bridge between social and business. You could be an expert in you know, whether it's collaboration, a lot of different areas of the business, and understand how, from an enterprise standpoint, how social can integrate, across the board. And, you know, it is still a community management function, but, you know, as you talk about these different pieces like collaboration, this spreads across the board. It touches a lot of different areas of the business, and it's really up to you. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's up to you where you want to evolve your career, if you really want to evolve your career in social. And, you know, all this is good. You know, I think at a high level, you know, I think everything I've said thus far, it may sound good. But I think a lot of it is contingent upon two things, and the willingness to evolve. And this really touches on two different areas. One, from the organizational standpoint, I think you have to be a part of an organization or an agency or a brand, whatever you want to call it, that is willing to change the organizational DNA. And what I mean by that is that they have the culture and they're willing to really change the way they're doing business to help innovate and move the business forward in a new way. Not to say that every single piece of the business is going to have social layered on top of it, but that doesn't mean a good amount of it can't. And it's just a matter of being in that right situation and with the right company. And, you know, for me, I found this, it's been 4 months now I've been at US Cellular, and it's been the best career move that I've made, because I am in an environment that breeds innovation and empowers their employees to really, think outside of the box and do things a little bit differently to reach those end business goals, not just social goals, which are definitely important, but reaching those end business goals. And the latter part of it is accepting greater responsibility. I think this is more so from an individual standpoint. It's a matter of, you know, are you willing to take on the role as being a business decision maker? It's not about you deciding what tool you want to use. This is why social is cool. You know, this is why everyone should be on it. But it's a matter of being an actual decision maker, being at the table with brand, with product development, with customer service, whatever it may be, and being able to take that leadership role and really help push the business forward and push social along as well.
Great. Awesome. So we're going to kind of switch tracks a little slightly, and we're going to go to Anna over here. And she thinks that your social media job is definitely dead.
Come on, no.
I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to stir shit up.
Yes. I can start with my own background. I started in digital industry at Razorfish, and after that I was at Huge, the Barbarian Group, and recently I switched to a traditional agency, which is actually integrated agency, Droga5. And I have currently a title of digital strategist, but I suspect it's only so they can charge clients for that. But it's my previous title was senior planner, which is, again, like a very, like being a planner in a digital agency, you're a digital strategist in a traditional agency. So I think all those like titles and roles basically reflect really well advertising industry struggle to define itself overall. So this is just a reflection of that. So my point of view in just two sentences, very focused, is social media strategy is a limited career, limited and limiting career path. What we should focus on are actually social behaviors and digital behaviors rather than thinking about social media tools, because tactical specialization is not going to take you very far. Back to example of Flash. The same thing is with social media strategies path, is like how far can you grow? And my take is you can't get really far because a person don't have experience in managing interdisciplinary teams. If you're focused only on social media strategy, you can manage visual designers, experienced designers, account people, like everything that a planner, brand planner or strategic planner can actually do, because it talks to so many languages. The second thing is the client-facing role doesn't evolve, because social media strategies, they don't have exposure to clients' business and brand goals. It's the planner who owns that. So in that sense, it's a problem to get anywhere further than just being a social media strategist and maybe a senior social media strategist. Second thing is that despite its title, I think the social media strategy doesn't have a lot to do with strategy, as is right now. It's basically a collection of different tools, like are you on Twitter, are you on Facebook, are you Pinterest, Tumblr, and all those existing touch points, whereas the real strategy deals with how to incorporate, how to connect users' behaviors with brand and business objectives. And that requires a bigger picture thinking, but that's not only social media strategies to blame. In the agency process, data mining, like insights, consumer insights, and ideas are formed way before social media strategies even come into that conversation. They're usually just handed off the insight and idea and said, make it social. How do we exist on Facebook? How do we exist on Twitter?
So I think something that was really interesting is actually the three of us have all been community managers. Like, we've kind of grown up in social media, and Anna's the only one that hasn't. But when we were organizing this panel, we all kind of agreed that like this idea of social media strategy, the way that it's framed right now, is like a mythical unicorn. It doesn't exist in the way that you would imagine strategies actually, you know, are. It's more about like, okay, this is the objective we're trying to reach, and here's our tool set that we're going to use to reach that. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting point.
Absolutely. And I mean, back to Old Spice example, like that idea existed as a TV spot. It was just like, how do we distribute this using social media channels? So it's very hard to say, like, who did what there. And like, trust me, with agency credits, you don't want to go there. So maybe there were some social media strategists who actually executed it. But that's the point. It's like social media come in executional stage. And I think that's part of the wider problem that's only evolving, not discipline, but the approach that we actually use social media for insight mining. Instead of using it as a distribution device, we can use it to kind of monitor and gather insights about our customers' habits, behaviors, how they talk about brands, what they talk about, what language they use, how they compare, how they put it in the context of everyday lives. And that's a very different, that's a research function at the end of the day, not like a media channel function. So I think that's interesting. And then tactical specialization sucks, strategic doesn't. When I talk about strategic specialization, I'm talking about digital behaviors. And for example, like, every strategist has something they're passionate about. Is it e-commerce? Is it digital branding? Is it online communication? Is it like, I don't know, behavioral economics? So there are big, vast, dynamic areas that evolve regardless of tools. So you have, for example, Pinterest, but Pinterest is reflection of people wanting to curate their own stuff and a wider story of content curation and curators online. And Pinterest is not the only one. I mean, just like it explodes, but it's like supply is there. There are like a lot of other services that don't achieve prominence. If we focus on tools, we are going to operate only within the framework of what that tool makes possible. When we think about behavior, we can become strategic and say how we connect. We are creating systems. We are not creating channels. So it's like, how do all these social media touch points come together to deliver something? In order for us to do that, we need to know what the business objectives are and what our brand angle is. So that's my conclusion. If, like, be social media strategies, but do focus on digital behaviors and look to evolve, like, in sort of vertical way. Start from, like, tactics, that's fine, but go to strategy, go to planning, and, like, finish with the brand. Because those people who can integrate execution with coming up with ideas are the most valuable ones across agencies, digital or integrated.
Great, awesome. So I have a question for you. We're kind of, you said specialization sucks. So what do you think happens to specialist agencies coming from the agency perspective? So like, you know, agencies are really positioning themselves as like mobile agencies or social media agencies. Do you think there's still room for those types of agencies?
I have no idea. I mean, honestly, like, I just don't know if even that's, you know, like, we would be able to answer that question. Maybe that's not even a right question. You know, like, I don't, like, I appreciate you asking, but I just don't know if, I mean, because you see, like, there is a portfolio, like, how clients come. They come to work with portfolio of agencies for different things. And they, I think it comes from lack of knowledge in terms of, like, what do we need from mobile? So you go, oh, we need a mobile specialized agency. It's, like, also lack of strategic thinking on clients' part to say, this is how we want to do it, and we're going to give this to this agency, and they're going to execute whatever touch points make the most sense, because often brands come in into a space, into mobile space or geolocation space or gaming space, just to be there. And in that sense, they kind of like do that. Because for me, the most interesting thing is like, if you have social agencies, they manage communities. What happens when they lose that client as a brand? I mean, they don't manage that community anymore, but community doesn't stop to exist. So in the same way goes, yes, you're building mobile applications, but then you're competing with this giant agency who does the same thing. You can't compete because big agencies have scaled. So, like, I think, like, eventually, you know, it's an ecosystem. There is room for everyone. Like, that's my answer.
That's confused. Totally acceptable. I accept. Yeah. All right, Natalie.
Hi there. So my answer is that, no, it's not an obsolete. These jobs are not obsolete. They're absolutely in their infancy, and they're just simply evolving. So my background is pretty circuitous and really all over the place. I really got started in theater right here in Austin, Texas, University of Texas, and then had my own theater company with a bunch of people, and that's where I started building community, actually, and also building audiences and converting them into communities, and excuse me, as well as amplifying a message. And that evolved into New York City and then into an international network of artists between the Balkans and the U.S. and really making connections between people and creating relationships. And that evolved into the nonprofit sector. And in grad school, studied new media and international affairs. So I really got started with social media around cause, like social causes, and the excitement for a cause, the passion for a cause, social media really can facilitate that that like sort of like fire that can grow within these social causes that any brand would absolutely be jealous, you know, to have. So that was really an exciting time around 2005 through 7, and then sort of segued into emerging tech and startup, and then moved into agency serving big corporate clients. So basically, at the end of the day, what all of the through line through all of this is building communities, whether it be in real life or online, and whatever tool set is at hand. And essentially, now it is a function of social media, but it's still the same sort of mindset for me, which is really making connections between people, and making great experiences, and then amplifying a message. So I sort of see, I sort of break it down between these two components. So while campaigns are marketing, and we they're an important part of our work, and we, you know, we absolutely like have to have those exciting activations that get people really excited and get us lots of earned media credit. Where it's really at is this the community management that's ongoing. At VaynerMedia, we like to say that we buy fans rather than rent them. So we like to really maintain that relationship for the life of the brand, for the life of the community. And essentially those people who can figure out the second piece are the people that I want to work with. I think they're the ones that are going to really sort of excel. And it's that refinement of the engagement piece and the sort of sustaining of a community that I'm really interested in at this point. So as far as, I think it's maybe easier if I look here. As far as role specialization, this isn't unique to social media, and I think that the roles are becoming more and more specialized. In fact, the strategists are, you know, taking the business goals and really figuring out like how are we best going to achieve these by ideally examining consumer behaviors, but also also applying like maybe the junior strategist knows the specific functions of the platform. So what how does timeline Facebook's new timeline for brand pages how does that change our strategy? How does that change the content we're pushing out? How does that change our engagement strategy? How we're actually having those conversations and facilitating those connections between people. The community managers are really in the trenches. They're really, really critical. And I think the community manager role itself is evolving. I don't necessarily think that it is a junior level position necessarily. I'll get to that more in a minute. And also the analysts, the analysis of the efforts used to live within community management. It's going more and more towards analysts really taking on like the social media analysts themselves, not just like our web analysts. So I think they're starting to go like, it's becoming very specialized, and they're figuring out like how can this inform product, how can this inform different aspects of business, and then there's the supervisors, directors who ideally came from one of these worlds and were really, really good at one of these roles, and now they can sort of, but they have an understanding of all of the other pieces, and they can sort of orchestrate it all. And then as we move forward into the future, I have a kind of extreme view of community management, so I think that it will actually be spread across the entire organization. So somebody in every unit of business, and maybe even every person in organization, will be in the trenches at some point and will actually have a role in community management. They'll understand what it's like to be in there. And then I also think that any good strategist was once a community manager. Because if any of you have ever worked with strategists who have never done community management, it's a nightmare. I think it's the foundation of all the work that we do. The strategists will start to become more intel collectors from across the org, and they'll start to incorporate more corporate strategies. So I don't think the social strategist will necessarily be just focused on social. It will be bringing it all in, and then how does social fit within this? And the analysts will start to work to fuel product development more. How does this feed into our I'm thinking on a specific case right now, which I shouldn't mention, but how does this inform our product or whatever it is, our service or whatnot, by really figuring out the pieces that need to go to the different business units.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you. So I'm going to wrap up the presentation in 5 slides, and then we'll take time. We have like 30 minutes. I have some questions prepared, but if you guys have any questions too, you can, I missed this part of the presentation. You can line up here and you'll get a microphone, maybe. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you very much. So basically, in short, you know, we're saying like your social media job may not be dead yet, but you really need to evolve, especially if you are in a current social media related position. You know, the focus and the understanding is that social media is a tool set, right? There's a lot of things, whether it's just consumer behaviors, the needs to curate, different departments like customer service, product innovation, consumer insights, PR, et cetera, that existed way before, you know, timeline, pin it buttons, you know, sponsored tweets. So this is not how we should be thinking, especially as people entrusted with being such a like crucial part of the brand in digital these days. Also, this idea of social media strategy is a myth. It's about, you know, when you talk about social media strategy, we're not saying so, like strategy. It's about understanding tactics and how to best execute them to meet the business objectives. Also, like specialization strategy in that sense is valuable because, you know, technologies are constantly emerging. You know, we always say like what the only constant is change, and technology moves so fast that someone's got to keep track of everything and keep in touch and like understand like what's going on. But the idea is that if you're a social strategist or a manager or coordinator, whatever, like you should, you can provide that value to your organization, but you also need to understand how to go beyond that silo. And it may just be that you're ending up being the innovation champion within your company, even though your title is social media strategist, but that's like your passion. So to find that passion, I think, is really important.
And can I just like quickly add that it's basically on focusing on social behaviors. And I think advertising and marketing has always been in a business of trying to influence, modify in some other way, steer social behaviors. So in that sense, like that's maybe the way out. It's kind of like, what am I trying to achieve there? And that makes you actually take a bigger goal into account.
And then I think, you know, Sunny had originally said, which I think is great, is this idea of accepting greater responsibility, which ties into not just forcing yourself in specialization strategy. So I like put, as digital, you know, becomes inherently social and all businesses become inherently digital, like that's awesome. You're in a great situation here, right, where you're kind of at the forefront of your company and you can really take advantage of that if you let yourself because, you know, because you have that advantage, to me, it's like a big advantage. You just need to make sure that you kind of understand all the other aspects of the business and also digital behaviors so that you can kind of adapt accordingly when some crazy new emerging technology comes in 5 or 10 years so you're not the obsolete one. And then for resources, I'm going to put everything up that you see at bit.ly/southbysmjobs. It's basically a link to Pinterest. It's got a bunch of articles that we did to research for the panel and some infographics and then all of our personal links. So I'll put the panel up on SlideShare and then share it with that by the end of the day. Right now, I'm going to jump into some questions for everyone. So one of the questions that I really have is, you know, with all this doom and gloom of your social media job is dead, I actually think there's some, you know, positions that will continue to stay. Like, this is more about career growth and trajectory, but I personally don't see, like, the community manager role going away at all. Like, I think that someone's got to be there. It used to be, you know, the publicist or, like, the communications department, for example. Like, to me, that's a viable role still. And I was just wondering if you guys have any other jobs that you kind of think are, like, stable.
Yeah, I think to add on to that, I think with the community management role specifically, I think it's really contingent upon your organization or what company that you work for. I think for us, a big chunk of the engagement that happens comes through our actual customer service channel and through our call center. And these associates are equipped with the right knowledge and tools and training and know-how in terms of how to operate in the social space. But with that, really with that customer service lens, what they've been accustomed to, they grew up in the call center. They've been a part of the traditional system, but now they're in the social space and really connecting with our customers and prospective customers too over there. So it's really, I think, is dependent on your actual company that you're a part of and how, especially from the community manager's standpoint, how that role is going to fit in there.
Right. I think it's more about like internal tools for sharing information in agencies. So that means, like, not everyone needs to be a community manager, but community managers need to have a way to transfer the customer intelligence they're getting. And again, that goes back to data mining and insights, an easy way to sort of share with the rest of the organization in a way that's useful for other people who are not community managers, which is like the rest. And also having social media tools like Sysomos or Radiant 6 or just basically like Twitter dashboard, you know, like the basic stuff that other people can have a look and just stay in touch with their customers. Yeah.
So I see that, as I mentioned, the community management role really being spread across the organization, and I see actual community managers being more senior level. So more a lot of education and training that will become really important internally even. So in the enterprise level, and Dell is a good example of this. Dell is really certifying their employees to be like social media involved with their own social media efforts. And so I think the community manager role will always last. It will just be something else soon, probably.
So can we talk a little bit more about, like, this is interesting, Sunny, because you come from the brand side. Like, do you guys work with agencies for social media right now?
We do. Just thinking about that question too.
Yeah, can you
obviously
talk about that relationship?
I'm on a panel of agency folks and being the only brand guy, and I think we have a couple of our peeps over here from Dotches Group that we actually work very closely with over here in Austin, and you know, I think it's an interesting dynamic, and it exists, and I think there's definitely a need for it still. I think we keep a lot of things in house, but they definitely help lead specific areas of the business, whether it's that customer service channel, that community management, content development, et cetera. They help lead the strategy around those pieces, although we keep a lot of that stuff in-house still.
Okay, so can you speak a little bit more about that role in that process of kind of understanding as a social media manager, like when to employ, like, you know, do I hire someone to do this or do I take someone from my team, or like why would you choose the agency over someone internally? Just because I think that's kind of an interesting...
To help push the strategy along.
Yeah.
Honestly, because we can't do it ourselves. I think for a lot of organizations, it's very hard to, you know, in terms of being able to push the needle in terms of what we're doing in social and being able to build out very strong programs that are bridging that gap, as I mentioned, between social and business. I think that's very hard to do that just with a core social internal team. I think the other functions internally help out in terms of how we integrate across brand and product development and customer service, but they only have so many hours in their day as well to assist in how we work together. So that's why I think having that intersection with our consultants and having them apart and at the same table with us, I think is definitely key to be able to think about much higher level and I think long-term type projects outside of us being able to think about it, build it, and execute on it.
Cool. And then this is kind of for you and Natalie also is throughout your career path, you know, you've obviously kind of have jumped around and been able to move up. And I'm just wondering, like, what are some of the obstacles that you've faced just like trying to kind of grow your career within social media? And then how did you overcome them?
Well, I was a community manager. The first time I had that title was 2007, and people did not know what to do with me. They didn't know what I was, so we had to add on project manager. And then the same thing happened when I was working for the Dutch Foundation Start Fund, and they wanted me to be the community manager. And then, they were afraid that nobody knew what that was. So again, it was program manager, which actually made my job morph into like an operations role. So it was really interesting. Like I always kind of like fought to be the community manager, and it only until now was that like, oh, we need you. And it's still, you know, they still don't know. Like a lot of companies, like even at one of the tech startups that I work for, it was like, we don't think we need a community manager because we don't have a community, you know, and it was a product for people. How can you not have a community? I mean, the people using your product are your community. Sorry, kind of passionate about this. So basically, I've overcome. I feel like by enduring that sort of like hardline stance on it, and I feel really lucky that now I finally work at a place that has the same sort of viewpoint that I do. But it took many years for me to find that.
Exactly. I think for me in my career path, and I think in my past life before US Cellular, I think I was able to. Yeah, we definitely had a strong social presence. We had a solid team there and still do over there in terms of what we're doing in social and really pushing along. I think we were definitely at the beginning stages in terms of how we're integrating within the business, how we're communicating with other teams, and doing things a lot more holistically. And it was we got to a point, where it becomes difficult and where you reach a wall. And that's why I talk about culture and being in the right environment and with the right company, because there sometimes you can only push so far. I think we always talk about it. I think we all sat here and had that continually push social media and trying to get in front of our leadership and the C-suite and everyone else and get them on board with various aspects of social media. But for me to be able to push my career forward in terms of where I saw my career in 5 years, I needed to be in a place where it really empowered me to lead great programs in the terms of social business and have great leadership there that actually wants these new things and innovative aspects of social media and how business operates to occur at their organization. So it's a matter of putting yourself in the right situation. And I think end of the day, I was reading the back channel here. I think some people don't agree with a social media strategist dying off. And I think end of the day, it's titles are titles, but it's a matter of putting yourself in the right situation where you see yourself in your social career in 3 to 5 years, however many years you wanna project that out. It's a matter of putting yourself in the right situation. I'm in this situation because I chose to. I'm not in this situation just because I'm a part of social. I'm in this situation because I plotted out that path, and that's why I ended up at US Cellular and doing what I'm doing today.
Great, thanks. So we have like 20 minutes till the end of the panel. I'm not going to drag it out. So if anybody has any questions, please feel free to come up to the mic. Otherwise, peace out. Hope you enjoyed South by Southwest. Oh, you have a question. Yes.
I was a bit scandalized by the assertion that a social strategist has to have been a community manager. I've seen great ideas come from all different places, and I just wanted that defended a little bit.
Cool.
Thank you for defending your opinion.
Yes. Are we supposed to respond to this? I mean,
I think it was a comment.
I'm with you, buddy.
Yes.
We can agree to disagree.
There's going to be more discussion than that.
I know.
No?
No, seriously. I mean,
okay. Yeah, I mean.
I was a community manager in 2008. I mean, very important role.
Do you want to step up to the mic?
I think super important role. But three of the four of you guys on the panel have all been community managers.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah. You haven't. Okay.
Yeah, right. I haven't.
So the others were saying,
never,
oh, community managers are going to be really important in an organization. But that's coming from you're coming from that mindset.
Absolutely.
You served in that role in a company that knew it was even important to have a community manager. So that makes it tricky to really make that statement.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I agree with you, and I'll try to answer because, if you guys answer, you've already been heard in a way. I haven't, but I do have social media. I mean, I know how to do it, So I know, I'll give you an example. At Droga5, we did for Kraft Milk Bite was a Facebook, new brand and product was launched as a Facebook page. Droga is not a social media agency, trust me. We don't have a single social media. It was a brand idea that was taken on Facebook and brought to life in a very, very, very creative way. And now we have junior digital strategist who basically manages that. But ultimately, I think it's going to go to the client side. So I completely agree that ideas, yes, they come from everywhere, and this is just a question of execution. And I don't think that community managers honestly are so critical, because I think if they give ideas about customers, that's amazing, but then planners do the same thing in a way. And then back to your curveball question of specialization, it's you can hire a community management agency. It's always a question, build or buy. Do you want to have that capability in-house? Does it make sense to invest in it? Do enough clients ask for it so you can charge clients for it? Or you're just basically partner short-term because you know that's not your usual client deliverable?
So I think it's also important to put a distinction between social media and community management.
Absolutely.
Because social media, again, I don't think we're all disagreeing, is a tool set. And anybody, like Greg had said, anyone anybody from your junior project manager to your CEO can come up with an amazingly creative idea that, you know, uses that tool set and something great that will meet an objective. But having, you know, a community manager, meaning someone who is having a dialogue consistently with your customers, which honestly, traditionally, it was either communications or customer insights, is different. And I think that while a great idea can come from anybody, community management in the terms of like having a dialogue with your customers is it's just a different thing to do. And having someone kind of sitting at the executive or C-level table, you know, who is that customer insights person could be also pretty valuable. But again, they're separate things.
Right, but it doesn't mean that they have to come from community management,
no,
that
no.
person, you
well,
know? And
yeah.
yeah. I mean, I think we agree because, like, community management is not needed on idea side. It's needed on execution side. And I think that's, like, how you... It's like execution. It doesn't have to... Ideas come from everywhere, but community managers are those who can execute them.
Actually, I've seen community managers come up with some of the best ideas that I've ever, like... Yeah,
that's fine, but it's like not exclusive.
And it's not, yeah, and it's actually been surprising sometimes how that's happened, and particularly, yeah, seeing that right now, the agency I am in.
Okay.
So hopefully my question actually follows on quite well from that, and I was interested if we could talk a little bit more about some of those core skills that make a great community manager, because I think we've been throwing the term around quite a lot, but I think maybe if we could break it down a little bit and say, hey, these are some of the skills that really make a great community manager, and I know that's going to differ a lot depending on the type of community you're managing and your goals, but I'd be interested to hear a little bit more about that.
Sure.
Ooh,
all right.
Go ahead.
So I would say that it's like being a great orator, it's being a great editor. You have to have a lot of an absolute extreme amount of patience and knowing what where to engage and what not to engage, and a lot of diplomacy skills. A great content producer. Some amount of analysis, abilities to, you know, to read, to understand the metrics, understand the KPIs. You need to examine. Like a sensitivity, there's a lot of soft skills involved. So it's sort of like sensitivity towards other people, towards like where, you know, what is the state of this, of our community now, ability to connect other people within the community, not only speak to them, but connect others so they can speak, and they can, you know, form connections.
I think it's cool because you're like the living, breathing element of your brand, right? And you have the opportunity to evolve the brand and really affect change directly because you are that like first person that they talk to, you know? You know, I'm sure it's really fun to be like customer service reps and community managers for like JetBlue or Delta or something. But you're like, you can turn a negative brand impression into a positive one. And I think that's so powerful. And you can't underestimate, like, a good community manager understands how the brand speaks, how they breathe, how they would behave. And they don't need anyone to kind of tell them through a guidebook how to do that.
Right. And I mean, I think it's all about what your strategic goals are also. What do you want? Why are you building that community? Like, what do you want to achieve with that? You know, like, what kind of conversations you want to have? How do you want your brand to be perceived? How do you, like, tie what you're doing with measurable results? Product sales, brand awareness. So I think that's going to define content strategy to a great extent. And especially now that everyone talks about brands as curators, I see that more as a brand as curatorial role in community management.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Matt Staub. I'm the social media strategist at H&R Block. I need to check my email and see if I still have a job. but kind of some things you touched on are something that interests me as a social person in a big organization. And it feels like unless you're a startup or a small business, there's really no role in this world for the generalist anymore. Everyone's an expert on everything. And I will tell everyone I'm not good at anything, or I'm not great at anything. I'm good at a lot of things. And I feel like social jobs, these jobs, whether the titles mean anything, are like a Trojan horse for generalists in organizations. Mm-hmm. If you guys have any thoughts on what that means, and you know, it's changing so quickly. There's so many different implications. You know, one minute I'm in the basement studio shooting video. Next minute I'm writing content. The next minute I'm doing some like coding. Like that's just kind of the general idea. Will that last? And is it just because organizations don't understand it, so people are sneaking in these things, or is this gonna, are they going to suck the life out of that too?
Yeah, how do you define, give me an example of generalist, like someone who speaks a lot of languages but is like doing one thing? But I mean, like...
Well, for me, and I guess it's different for everyone, but for me, a generalist is just someone that can do a lot of things that I guess is agile. When I think about myself, I like to experiment, I like to learn and try a lot of things. Like, I learned how to code just to prove that I could do it, and then I stopped because I was bored. I don't fit in the corporate realm, but I still kind of like working in that world. I like the challenge, and I like that this job gives me those opportunities. So I wonder if that's kind of the profile for the corporate social media, whatever.
Right. So this means you have multiple interests, but you have one major one.
Right.
So that
you have
would
kind
be
of
like,
multiple jobs inside that, yeah, encapsulated in that job.
But I think like that's always been true. You know, like I don't. I think it's kind of like a fake thing, because like even when you have like a planners, I mean, they need to know how to talk to creatives. They need to know, like, you know, how to be half account people. You know, like it's a lot. Like, you work with other teams, and you need to speak language of all those teams, at least those that are really close to your in process. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I mean, sorry. I think when you go back to that Altimeter report, it was saying that the number one thing that they do is they evangelize new initiatives. So it sounds like you're just like, what I love about working in social media and digital in general is that it's new, it's uncharted territory. You're just staying curious. And I think that's the best thing that you can do for your career is just, you know, like, fuck your title. Like, you're just a curious person and you're going to do amazing things for your company. And, you know, as long as you're that person kind of pioneering that and evangelizing it and being innovative and letting whoever it is, your manager, know, like, I'm just interested in how we can best kind of like keep our brand, like, you know, your brand is a living thing, especially nowadays with social media. And again, you're like at the forefront of that. And that's the valuable thing that you bring to the table. I don't necessarily know if like the title social media strategist is reflective of that, but I think this is just more of us saying like it shouldn't matter. Just like as long as you stay curious, you will be valuable.
Yeah, exactly. And I think generalist is, I think, waters down what a lot of you, what you really do. You know, I think at H&R Block, yeah, I think you touch upon a lot of different areas, and you think you have a lot of good skill sets that, you know, I think are important into, you know, what you're doing in your role in social itself, regardless, title or not. You know, I think what you're learning at, you know, at your organization is huge, and I think your organization is definitely going to see that. And I think that's another stepping stone towards that path of, you know, becoming more integrated in your organization, understanding a lot of different areas. You know, maybe it's more skill set focused, but you're understanding a lot of different areas within your organization too.
And I think that, like, the best, you know, managers make, the generalists make the best managers. So I think you're really, like, you're totally set for pretty much doing whatever you want now. Yeah, totally.
That's for raise.
Exactly.
H&R Block, give him a raise.
Hey there.
Hi. Sort of touching on what he was saying, I'm sort of the same way. I'm a community manager for Sysomos, but really I do everything, you know, from marketing, PR, I do a little sales, I do a little customer service, I do our strategy, I do everything. And I sort of know that, and, you know, and you guys seem to sort of get it, but so you guys are sort of community managers, or you were at least. What do you think the best way to sort of break other people's idea of these molds are? So, like, you know, like, I get offered a job every once in a while, but everybody just wants me to be another community manager or something like that. And, like, I know I can do that, but I can do this and this and this and this, and, you know, and I feel like sometimes I get, because I do a good job and my title is community manager, I get sort of pigeonholed that way. And
yeah, I think, you know, part of it is just kind of, again, like, kind of being aggressive and like letting people know that, because that's how I was brought on at Huge under a role called client services manager, which doesn't really mean anything to me because I didn't know what that was, but I knew that my background was in social media. And then as I started to kind of be exposed to more aspects of the organization, like user experience, that was something that I just, like, to me, like, community management and social media is a lot about user experience, because it's kind of the digital touch point for your brand. So I became more aggressive and let me be a part of this, right? Like, just like poke your head into things and just be like, this looks cool. Can I like kind of become involved? Can I sit in, you know? And then just let them know. And once you kind of provide those really great ideas that I'm sure you have and like you show your value, they're going to stop perceiving you as someone who's set in this like role. You know, it's just like this is the problem with any, you know, position. Like, what does the interaction designer do who wants to, you know, become like the creative technologist, for example, one day? So I think like you're on the right path. You also like can do a lot because of social media. You have a personal brand. And I think a lot of this is about like our tool set is that we have a personal brand. We can build a personal brand. And do not let that fall by the wayside because of your client work. Like, make sure that you are building your own personal community, because that's going to be a big asset to you no matter where you go.
Absolutely. Good point. Yeah, I mean, I know you. I know your brand because I was like, I see you everywhere.
I try my best.
Yeah. You're out there.
We use Sysomo, so. Cool. Great. Thank you guys so much for coming. If you have any questions, you know, go to this bit.ly link. All of our Twitter accounts are there, or use the hashtag. I will check out the comments and everything, and have a good trip home.
Thanks,
y'all.